What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast. This is the first quick tip episode under the new name of the Art of Online Business. Now, if this is your first ever episode for the Art of Online Business podcast, welcome. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact in your business and increase revenue in your business. Now, before we get into today's quick tip, if you've been listening for a while and all of a sudden I'm calling it the Art of Online Business, you're like, what the heck's going on here, Rick? Why are you not called the Art of Paid Traffic anymore? Well, make sure you listen to the last episode because I explain everything about the name change. Okay. Now, just real quick, what I talk about here on the podcast isn't changing at all. All the content that I've been talking about for, I mean, honestly, the better part of the last year, from Facebook ads to Instagram ads to, I mean, all of the paid traffic kind of stuff that we talk about, plus all the case studies and the mindsets and the strategies and the tips and all that stuff for building an online business that has impact. None of that is changing, my friends. The name is changing to better encompass what I feel is really, truly necessary for building an online business that has impact. Okay. So if this is the first episode that you're listening to since I changed the name, welcome, my friends, to the Art of Online Business. I have retired the Art of Paid Traffic name, but this podcast, my friends, is not going anywhere. We're just getting started, okay? So today I want to talk to you about your special sauce. What is the special sauce? Well, this is the ingredient in your business, in you, that makes you unique over other businesses. Because when you're in a crowded niche or niche, like so many of you are, myself included, right? You need to have something that stands out from everyone else. How can you uniquely help and solve the problems of your target audience? Okay. Merriam-Webster defines secret sauce in quotes. I'm like using air quotes as I say that, also called special sauce, as we're talking about here today, as an element, quality, ability, or practice that makes something or someone successful or distinctive. Okay, I'm going to read that again. An element, quality, ability, or practice that makes something or someone successful or distinctive. Okay, you may have also heard this called your unique ability, which is a term that Dan Kennedy coined. All right, this is a question that I ask almost every student that I start working with, is what makes you different from all the other, whatever, teachers out there or or what have you? How are you different from everybody else? What sets you apart? And unfortunately, a lot of times people can't truly answer that question, right? You've got to be thinking about, what do you do better than anyone else with whom you compete, right? Again, especially if you're in a crowded niche, like so many of us are. Being able to answer this question allows you to know, what is it that you're actually selling? Because when you have clarity on this, this gives you focus and clarity in everything that you do in your business, right? As I mentioned, I talk with so many people who tell me they have the best course or the best product or the best service. I hear that all the time. Like, no, this is the best course on this topic. Or, no, my service is better than anybody else's. I'm like, awesome. How are your sales doing? Right? Oftentimes, you're not making any sales yet. We all think our own offers are the best. And I'm not saying yours aren't. But if you're not making sales, one big thing to look at is, how are you differentiating yourself from everyone else? What's your special sauce? Do you even have one? Now, if you're listening right now and you're now questioning whether you think you do have a special sauce, then good. This is good. I want you to be thinking about this. This is something that you want to make sure 100% that you are clear on. What differentiates you from other people in your niche? And if you're not really sure what this is, here's what I would encourage you to do. Take some time out of the house, out of the office, wherever you do your work, and go to a coffee shop or go to the beach if you live near a beach, or go to the park or wherever inspires you, and start brainstorming. Just start downloading from your brain. It's the same thing as brainstorming, Rick. Start brainstorming the things that you feel make you unique and different from others in your niche, right? As I just said, that make you feel unique, I just started thinking about Anchorman. When Will Ferrell is like, unique New York. I don't know. I'm in a weird mood this morning. Good times. So anyway, go to a coffee shop, go to the beach, go to a park, wherever inspires you, and start brainstorming the things that make you feel that make you unique and different from others in your space. What are you both really good at and really passionate about? These are some things to kind of get you started thinking about this. What are you both really good at and also really passionate about? What comes naturally to you? What do people ask you specifically for help on? And why are they asking you? Right? Why are they asking you? This will give you some good insight into helping you answer this, helping you figure out what differentiates you from other people. Here's another cool thing you can do. Ask 5 people who are close to you, or even talk with some of your ideal customers, if you have them, right? And ask them what they think is your special sauce. What do they think makes you unique? This is a really cool exercise, my friends, okay? And then also, you know, take a look at what others in the niche are doing and try and find what their special sauce is. Who are your competitors? Other people in your space that maybe you don't feel like are competitors, but maybe they have really successful businesses in the same space as you. Well, what is their special sauce? How are you different from them? Okay. Now, first and foremost, don't forget this. Remember that at the very foundational level, you are different from everybody else because you're you, right? Nobody else is you. And obviously, nobody can take that away from you. This is something that I struggled with early on in my business. I was like, who am I to be teaching, you know, Facebook ads? That was almost 6 years ago, right? Back then, Amy Porterfield was teaching, Mari Smith was teaching. I was like, who am I to be doing this stuff? How am I different from everyone else? Now, granted, I was coming in with almost 13 years of corporate online advertising experience, but it didn't really translate. I mean, I knew advertising, I knew the online world, but it was just a different world, you know, that I was getting into. And so first and foremost, what made me different from everybody else is me and the way that I approach it and teach it. And it could be something as simple for you as how you teach something. Maybe you just have an amazing knack for breaking things down really easy to understand. Or it could be your unique experience or the results that you've gotten, which makes you an expert. Now, that brings up another quick point here. Look at what I said there. The results that you've gotten, which makes you an expert. And I hear from a lot of people like, well, I don't think I'm an expert. Remember that all an expert is, my friends, is somebody who knows a little bit more than someone they are helping. You're a little bit ahead of the people that you're helping. Okay. And so let me repeat that again. You could be your unique experience. Maybe you've traveled the world and studied whatever, and you know that is your special sauce. Or maybe it's the results that you've gotten already in your business. Maybe you've already made $500,000 and you've done it in a certain way. Awesome. Maybe you teach a special framework that you created yourself based on how you used it to get results in your own business, right? Whatever it is, get super clear on what your special sauce is. And then once you're clear, now you want to use that clarity of your special sauce in everything that you do in your business, in your positioning, in your marketing, in your ads, your selling, your copy, in growing your team, all that stuff. Because when you have the clarity on what your special sauce is and what differentiates you from everyone else, this is how you're going to impact the world, my friends. Okay. So again, if you don't know what this is right now for you, if this is really kind of jogging and you're like, maybe I should really work on this, go take some time away from wherever you normally work, somewhere that inspires you, and just start looking through and thinking about the questions that I posed you here, and also some ways to go about getting that clarity. Okay. Because again, when you have that clarity of what your special sauce is, this is what you can use to differentiate yourself. And that comes out in your positioning, your marketing, your ads, your selling, you're growing your team, all that stuff. And again, when you have that clarity, that's when impact really happens. Okay. Hey, my friends, if you are an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can go to rickmulready.com/training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/training. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you right there. Now, on this training, in addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to be generating profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you're also going to learn the common mistakes that most people make when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads so that you can be avoiding them. Okay. All that and a whole lot more on this training. I am all about helping you remove all the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads working for your business so that you can grow your list and make more sales. Again, the link to sign up for this free training, pick a day and time that works best for you, is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Get clarity on what your special sauce is and use it in everything that you're doing in your business. As always, thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.